You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the globe to bring you the latest developments in medical cannabis, adult marijuana, industrial hemp, and spiritual ganja. We love the earth. It's time for the Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville. Now, here's your host, Russ Belville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. It is Wednesday, July 26, 2017, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Welcome to the program. Welcome to Hump Day. Great day to be here in the middle of the week, although the news this morning was absolutely shocking and terrible. We'll discuss that some other day. I want to stick to the marijuana agenda for today because we have so much to get to in the news. In our cannabis headline news, a few stories coming out of the state of Maine, where once again, Governor Paul LePage, one of the most reefer-mad governors in America, got on his soapbox, his weekly radio show, to talk about marijuana and how he thinks it ought to be, the legalization there in Maine, ought to be repealed. We'll also tell you what he thinks about raising the cigarette age to 21 and what he thinks about banning handheld devices, as in cell phones, and texting and driving. So, a lot of Maine news coming up in the cannabis headline news today. In our activist agenda today, I'm going to talk about the latest lies from the CBD oil hucksters. These people on the internet who throw up these web pages promising CBD oil that's perfectly legal in all 50 states. In fact, High Times today has an article out on an Indiana shop just got busted for selling these CBD oil products. I guess it's not legal in all 50 states, or maybe Indiana's not a state. We'll get into that in our activist agenda. And then we'll close the show out today with a radical rant on how the legalization for profit move that we've been making so far, tax revenues and promising jobs and economic boosts, may be threatening our home grow rights. This is a development that I'm really concerned about as I start to see people on our side sticking to the profit motive for their reasons for opposing certain legalization considerations, especially the consideration of our home right to cultivate cannabis. That's all in danger if we don't get away from this money messaging. We're going to see that problem also when it comes to taxation in our legal states. We'll get to all of that coming up pretty soon. But first, let's get to the cannabis headline news.
This is your cannabis headline news. Brought to you by MarijuanaMoment.net. The complete source for all your marijuana news in one morning newsletter from Marijuana Majority founder Tom Angel. Subscribe today for free at marijuanamoment.net.
This is your cannabis headline news for Wednesday, July 26, 2017. I'm Russ Belville. Republican leaders in the House of Representatives have blocked bills promising marijuana reform from having a vote on the House floor. Rules Committee Chair Representative Pete Sessions, Republican of Texas, refused to allow a vote on an amendment by Representative Earl Blumenauer, Democrat of Oregon, that would allow the Veterans Administration's doctors to recommend medical cannabis to their patients in the 29 states where that is legal. The amendment had passed with bipartisan support out of a Senate committee with a 24-7 vote. In the previous Congress, a similar amendment passed a House floor vote 233-189. With 9 Democratic and 9 Republican lawmakers co-sponsoring the measure, it had the most support of any amendment being considered. 3 other amendments that would address federal water rights for state-registered cannabis growers, whether for hemp or marijuana, were also denied a floor vote. Maine's Governor Paul LePage, a Republican, vetoed bills banning use of handheld devices while driving and raising the legal tobacco purchase age, saying it amounts to, quote, social engineering, end quote. LePage insists that police instead should just confiscate the cell phones of drivers caught texting, oblivious to the constitutional need for a warrant. The governor also vetoed a bill that would make Maine the 5th state to raise the legal age for buying tobacco products to 21 from 18. LePage said that, quote, it is absolutely sinful, end quote, to deny tobacco purchases to somebody who could enlist in the military, explaining his belief, quote, that at 18, they are mature enough to make a decision, end quote. Both houses of Maine's legislature passed the bills with enough votes to override his vetoes. In other news from Maine, in the same radio program where he explained his vetoes, Governor LePage explains his disagreement with voters who legalized marijuana purchases by presumably mature enough adults 21 and older, calling for federal authorities to crack down. LePage said, quote, I would have just repealed it, end quote, and that he's, quote, urging U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions to put the hammer down on states that have recreational marijuana, end quote. Maine's recreational marijuana initiative passed in 2016 with a razor-thin 50.26% majority. Legislators crafting the regulations for Maine's marijuana industry announced yesterday that the tax rate will be set at 20%, double what the voters approved, and equal to what Massachusetts legislators decided on when overriding their voters' call for a 12% taxation. A spokesman for the Maine Marijuana Policy Project said the 20% rate, quote, is low enough to compete with the illicit market, end quote, despite recent reports that the 20% rate in Oregon is contributing to a thriving underground market. An anti-marijuana billboard in Yakima, Washington, designed to appeal to Hispanic youth, has backfired spectacularly, causing the state health department to have it taken down. As part of a $100,000 campaign in the Yakima area, one billboard was erected showing five smiling Hispanic youth reading a message that reads, "We don't need pot to have fun. We're Hispanics. We're cool by default," end quote. State health officials partnered with about 60 local young people who helped craft the message. While the kids can easily be forgiven for not understanding the implications of the message, the adults in the Department of Health should have realized the billboard was simultaneously suggesting that other people of color need pot to have fun and that everyone but Hispanics aren't cool by default. A similar sinister implication occurs every time pro-marijuana billboards are erected that describe medical marijuana consumers as, quote, patients, not criminals, end quote. The Utah Governor's Office of Management and Budget has estimated that a proposed medical marijuana law there would cost taxpayers $2.9 million, while noting that a truly accurate forecast is impossible due to, quote, lack of clarity in proposed language, end quote. Executive Director Kristen Cox wrote that fee collections for the medical marijuana program would only cover $1.4 million of the $1.8 million in ongoing costs, requiring general state revenues to make up $400,000 per year and $1.1 million in startup costs. The Utah Patients Coalition disputes that estimate. This is your Cannabis Headline News for Wednesday, July 26, 2017. I'm Russ Belville.
You're listening to The Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville.
Hi, I'm Russ Belville from The Marijuana Agenda. Please help support my independent cannabis radio journalism by becoming a patron of The Marijuana Agenda. Just log on to mjagenda.com and click the Become a Patron button. For your $4.20 monthly donation, you'll keep our free live YouTube show on the air and receive your own private podcast feed of the first hour. For just $9.99, you'll receive both hours of the show and special downloads only available for VIPs. Thank you for your support.
The Marijuana Agenda. Like the pharmaceutical agenda, without all the side effects, overdose deaths, you know, insurance.
Side effects may include nausea, dry mouth, and constipation. Dry mouth, constipation, indigestion, and abdominal pain.
Which can occur without warning and may cause death.
At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics. Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of the Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville.
Activism begins with ACT. The Marijuana Agenda features the stories of hardworking grassroots activists working for an end to prohibition in today's Activist Agenda.
Today in the Activist Agenda, I've picked up another website from one of these CBD oil hucksters. It was forwarded to me by a listener. And before I start, let's be clear that when I talk about the lies of the CBD oil hucksters, I'm not talking about the actual effectiveness of CBD oil. There's no doubt that CBD oil is a miracle medical treatment for so many people I know personally who are benefiting from this. So let's just be absolutely clear. I've got no problem with the CBD oil itself. It's great stuff. It works for a lot of people. My problem is with the lies that are being used by unscrupulous sellers to try to make a profit by fooling people, by trying to convince people what they're doing is not breaking federal law. So here's the website. First, let me just read from the website. They've got this website that's put up that looks like it's some sort of family magazine website. And it's called supposedly a webzine, you know, webzine that's called Your Healthy Life. You know, like it's just some other article on a medical website, right? So it's a spoof site as it is. In fact, the title on the tab of the website says, clinically validated cannabis oil hits USA market across all 50 states. Clinically validated, you see. But when you look at the domain, it's not yourhealthylife.com or anything like that. It's kurja24.com. In a subdirectory called articles, in a post that has a web address, Best Family Cars of 2017. Family cars? This is an article supposedly about people who have miraculously recovered with CBD oil. It's got all their testimonials running down the website. So I back up to just kurja24.com, and you find the Family Cars article is the only article on the site. And every link in the header, they got health news, recipes, films, and guided programs. Every single link on the page takes you back to the same Family Cars article, which is actually this article on clinically validated cannabis oil hits USA market across all 50 states. And this whole site appears to be created just within the past month. I did some Google snooping on this and found that it's registered to a Laura Galvan of the Click-Through Media Group of Henderson, Nevada. So the site itself is a spoof. But let me read to you what you get from they have a long section of testimonials and a sidebar with all these testimonials. You get to the bottom where they get to the actual sales pitch. Here's how the sales pitch reads. What makes pure CBD oil our number one pick? Pure CBD oil is the most powerful cannabidiol oil in the market that offers multiple benefits while being absolutely safe for use and legal in all 50 states of the USA. It's one of the only CBD supplements, and they misspelled supplements with an I, and it's one of the only CBD supplements on the market today that is grown in America, processed in America, and is non-GMO. All natural formula uses proven organic all natural ingredients that are toxin free. Pure CBD oil is 100% natural and does not contain any dangerous synthetic chemicals or stimulants. No side effects. The best part of pure CBD oil is that it does not contain THC. THC is the component. Yeah, not component. The component in marijuana that gets smokers high, while the real medical benefits come from the non-psychoactive component, cannabidiol. No prescription required. Pure CBD oil is absolutely safe and legal in all 50 states in the United States. You can skip the long wait of doctor's appointments and the frightfully expensive bills with pure CBD oil multiple lifestyle benefits. Most scientists agree that decreasing stress levels play a part in battling cancer, heart disease, and other stress-related illness. Once you've experienced the benefits of pure CBD oil for yourself, please leave your comments below and share your success story with others, like Taylor did. Document the progression and prove to the world that you don't need to spend thousands of dollars to combat stress-related illness. For your convenience, I have provided the link that Taylor used to purchase for her pure CBD oil package. Yeah, I have provided the link that Taylor used to purchase for her pure CBD oil package. Yep, that is how it's written. Remember, since pure CBD oil was certified legal and safe in all 50 states across the USA, there has been a frenzy of people buying that product. So we suggest you click on the link and get your package today. The product comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or full money back, no questions asked. So give pure CBD oil a try, and all you have to lose is the pain. Yeah, so that's That's the pitch, right? So the first lie was it was the website itself is a whole spoof site because it's not really about family cars or healthy living, right? It's just a sales site. The second lie is every single link on the website. Like you go down there, it says, you know, leave a comment below. You click the comment link, takes you to the sales page. You click one of the other testimonial links, takes you to the sales page. Every damn link on the page takes you to a sale page. Now, the third lie is when we start actually getting to the text of the sales pitch, this one where CBD oil is legal in all 50 states. The page says so 6 times. Well, if it were already legal nationally, why did 17 states bother to pass laws legalizing possession of CBD? Why would there be 3 bills in the Congress to remove CBD from the Controlled Substances Act? Why would police raid CBD oil shops, seize their illegal goods, and arrest the sellers, as they did just this week in Indiana, if it were legal in all 50 states? The fourth lie is that it is grown in America, processed in America. Folks, the only cannabis plants that are legally grown in America under federal law are the psychoactive marijuana grown at the University of Mississippi pot farm and the industrial hemp grown in several states by universities and agriculture departments for research purposes only under Section 7606 of the Farm Bill. Now, under some state laws, people are legally cultivating cannabis and extracting oils containing CBD oil, but they are acquiring state medical marijuana cards to do so. And that medicine is sold in regulated dispensaries to registered patients, not over the internet to anyone with a credit card. The fifth lie on this page is that THC, the component in marijuana that gets smokers high, has no medical benefit. The page claims that the real medical benefits from cannabis come from CBD. It makes you wonder why millions of patients in 29 medical marijuana states are either wasting their time or lying to us about the benefits they receive from THC. In fact, on the contrary, many of the CBD oil patients I've interviewed have lamented the lack of THC in their oil because CBD doesn't work as well as an isolated compound. As usual, I must close with the disclaimer that if you want to buy CBD oil over the internet and you find it has benefits for you, fantastic. But don't kid yourself into thinking your purchase isn't breaking federal and state laws. Every one of these hemp oil hucksters that pops up with invalid claims of legality casts doubt on the entire topic of medical cannabidiol. The kernel of medical truth about CBD gets buried in a mountain of this legal in all 50 states bullshit. It gives our opponents far too easy a weapon to use against us to point to sites like these that are so obviously built not for health purposes, not for consideration of patients, but purely to make a buck. They can point to those, the Julie Showers, the Kevin Sabets, and say, snake oil salesmen, see, they're ripping people off. They're not ripping anyone off. People actually do get benefit from CBD. I got no problem with that aspect of it. I got the problem with the rhetorical aspect of it, that these shoddy manufacturers employing these sleazy multi-level marketing and rip-off spoof website tactics make the whole CBD movement look bad.
This episode was produced as part of the Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville, the daily news and interview podcast covering the world of medical cannabis, adult marijuana, industrial hemp, and spiritual ganja. MJAgenda.com.
New beginner guitars and banjos are often constructed much better than ones built before your time. Why struggle? Get a new instrument or fix the old one. The trusted professionals at the Fingerboard Extension will evaluate your instrument for free. Repairs are priced for people who work for a living. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension downtown Corvallis at 120 Northwest 2nd Street today or check out its inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com.
You're not high. You're listening to the Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville.
We've turned the corner on drug addiction in the United States. Drug addiction in the United States is under control.
Okay, maybe you're a little high.
Hey everybody, it's Russ Belville from the Marijuana Agenda, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome.
Total war against public enemy public number one.
10 federal criminal penalties for up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
Marijuana is probably the most dangerous drug.
Legalization is just another word for surrender.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
This is not medicine. This is a Cheech and Chong show.
Encourage people to use less drugs.
I am ill. That was the point.
I think we'd be a mistake to leave.
Negative reports coming out of Colorado.
Don't smoke marijuana.
I happened upon this story on my local Fox channel here in Portland about recreational marijuana sellers that are complaining about losing customers to the so-called black market. A local shop owner says there's, quote, tens of millions of dollars, end quote, of marijuana sales happening in the unregulated market that are hurting the bottom line of shops like his. Naturally, the story gets around to placing a large share of the blame on, quote, medical marijuana cardholders who end up with extra product and are willing to part with it for a nominal fee, end quote. Continuing from the story, Mark Pettinger is a spokesman for the Oregon Liquor Control Commission, which, despite its name, regulates the sale of recreational marijuana. He said, quote, I think it's a well-agreed-to assumption that a lot of illegal product that's diverted from the Oregon market is coming from the medical side, end quote. Well, I wonder how anybody didn't see this coming. These people talk about medical side and recreational side as if these were separate and distinct markets. They're not. Marijuana is fungible. To paraphrase the Bard, what is it in name? That which we call a bud by any other name would smell and smoke as sweet. I, as a non-medical consumer, will get just as much satisfaction, if not more, from smoking a medical bud as I do smoking a recreational bud. So, we began by allowing the sick and disabled people the right to cultivate 3 mature plants, which we increased to 6 mature plants, which can produce up to 10 or 15 pounds of marijuana apiece if you're growing trees in southern Oregon, or even 8 to 16 ounces apiece for a modest indoor Portland grow. And then we told these sick and disabled people who are often living on retirement or disability checks that really don't cover the rising costs of living, we went and told them they can only possess 24 ounces of marijuana from their 6 plant harvest. But whatever you do, sick and disabled people struggling to pay the bills, don't sell any of that marijuana, even to other sick and disabled people. Well, of course they're selling their excess, wouldn't you? God, this doesn't even consider how many purchases that are happening in the pot shops where a medical card holder, be they patient or caregiver, is making straw purchases for recreational buyers so they don't have to pay 20% more in taxes. Now, that doesn't harm the pot shop owner, but it is reducing the tax haul for the city and state of that pot shop. When marijuana is totally prohibited, the enemy is the profit motive that is enjoyed by Big Pharma, the prison industrial complex, the cops, all these industries that would suffer under legalization. But now, as we legalize marijuana, the enemy is still the profit motive. The profit that states want from high marijuana taxes, the profit pot shop owners and cannabis growers want from legal sales, and the profit Big Pharma seeks in moving cannabinoid medicines through the FDA approval process. Now, legalization's first profit enemy was the illegal marijuana sellers and cannabis growers who opposed the initiatives that first legalized recreational marijuana. They knew they couldn't compete with well-capitalized growers and their economies of scale and the enormous selection that legalization would bring, so they fought legalization to protect the prohibition profit margin. But after legalization, those sellers and growers survive in that margin between the illicit production cost and legitimate taxed prices. And their efforts lead to news stories like the one on my Fox station, where state officials are mulling ways to crack down on these illegal sales. Now, these crackdowns very rarely hurt the illegal sellers. I mean, they survived prohibition, right? So what they do hurt are the severely sick and disabled people in the medical marijuana programs, because then they go and reduce total plant counts and they reduce the options for selling excess, leading these people, you know, to have to sell on the black market, the underground market, and leading to stories like this. And then on the other side of the ledger, you got the states that want that sweet marijuana tax money. Ooh, we can raise taxes without pissing off people that are politically powerful. Woohoo! They begin by setting the absurdly high tax rates far above what's needed to regulate the system in hopes of generating profit. What they fail to understand is that sin taxes on cigarettes and alcohol work because growing tobacco and distilling alcohol are enormously difficult tasks for most people. And even with the taxes, smokes and booze are still reasonably cheap. But sin taxes on marijuana are destined to fail because cannabis is simply too easy to cultivate. That then leads to states curtailing or ending the right of people to cultivate their own cannabis. Arizona in 2010 began this move by denying the home grow rights to any medical marijuana patient living within 25 miles of a dispensary, which the proponents at the time argued was to, quote, guarantee a market for the dispensaries so they are viable, end quote. Yeah, you know, because selling weed is such a risky business fraught with business failure. Yeah, it's so hard to make a profit selling weed. Since then, every state that has passed a medical marijuana law has either kept cultivation illegal or restricted it so severely you need to demonstrate a hardship or live 25 to even 40 miles away from a dispensary to cultivate cannabis at home. And Nevada, which had allowed home grow, passed a law in 2013 to create a 25-mile rule like Arizona's. Now, with 29 medical marijuana states, there are more of those states that deny home grow rights than allow them. And another profit enemy of the home grow legalization is the pharmaceutical industry, which is working to get its pharmaceutical cannabinoid preparations on the pharmacy shelves. Their influence has led to 6 of the most recent medical marijuana states to ban not just the cultivation of cannabis, but the smoking of marijuana as well. After all, if you're accustomed to going to a special building to buy a bottle of non-smokable cannabis medicine, it's much easier to transition you to buying Big Pharma's bottle from a pharmacy, isn't it? And on the recreational side, in 2012, Washington infamously passed legalization of possession while maintaining the prohibition on cultivation. Thankfully, most states have passed laws allowing home cultivation in the legal states, but these states are the low-hanging fruit states with the greatest support for marijuana. We're already seeing with Nevada echoing its 2013 law with the medical side, Nevada created a legalization that bans home cultivation within 25 miles of a pot shop. And as New Jersey and Rhode Island are contemplating legalization through their legislatures, home grow rights are off the table. We are in a tenuous time for legalization right now. After Michigan gets legal in 2018, we hope, the pro-marijuana states with initiative power are mostly done. Legalization will have to proceed through legislatures that want big marijuana tax profits, lobbied by healthcare industries to protect those profits by banning home grow, then protected, once established, by legal cannabis growers and marijuana retailers who don't want unregulated competition. Diversion through medical programs or even just old-fashioned bootlegging won't be seen as a failure owing to too much regulation, too many inspections, too much testing, too high taxation. It'll be seen as a failure of regulators to crack down hard enough on the illegal market and the medical marijuana market, forcing them to have to crack down further to gain support. Telling you we should legalize marijuana simply because it's wrong to jail people for a plant. It doesn't matter whether we make a profit on that or we lose money on that. We should legalize it because it's the right thing to do. That's all the time I got. Till next time, take care of each other, tokers.
Bye. Follow MJ Agenda on Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, YouTube, and follow MJ Agenda Show on Twitter. Learn more at MJAgenda.com.
You say you're free, you're planted, you're growing, you're giant, you're rolling, you're